Big FM 93.7, we're at 7:53. Good morning, everybody. Time to check in with Michelle Bertram, your retirement planning expert and author. Michelle Bertram. She helps you create your dream retirement using their dream retirement process. Good morning, Michelle. How are things with you?
Good morning. It feels nice and spring out here.
Oh, doesn't that feel just wonderful? And the sun shining, you and the kids and the dogs get a chance to enjoy yesterday's incredibly beautiful March weather.
Yes, yep. Spend some time outside. The kids try to sneak out every chance they get.
Yeah, I do. I do the same. Good for them. Well, let's talk about currently taking a little bit of a hit. Let's talk about the market and where it's looking at these days and what some people can do.
Yeah, so just like there's changes of seasons, we do expect market volatility, market corrections, and it has been a little bit crazy here for the last week. Started kind of last Monday with the market kind of heading down with some of the news headlines, and then again this week. And what we saw this week is the NASDAQ down and the S&P, actually the biggest day since 2022. And really what's that saying, too, is the tech sectors are taking a hit. If you go back, we talked about our State of the Union last week where we had our portfolio manager on talking about what the market did last year, the changes they were making, and what they were seeing going into 2025. One of the things we did talk about was tech and how it's kind of been overvalued, some of those tech stocks, and we've been looking at repositioning into more undervalued but strong stocks. And so we did talk on there about market volatility would be probable in the days ahead. And so this is what's happening. So we're not surprised by the volatility. Headlines do drive a lot of market volatility. There's been some question, obviously some different headlines out there that have drove some fear, and it's really uncertainty. And uncertainty has been the catalyst for this market correction. But what we've talked about is that market corrections are normal, and it's a part of every bull market cycle. And so I know it can be scary when you have a market correction, but it doesn't mean that it's not normal. And again, some of those things are things we've saw. The Magnificent Seven, which we talked about on our State of the Union, you look at Google, Apple, Amazon, some of these big companies have led the way for a while. And they're underperforming now, and it's something that we have saw happening as our portfolio management team has made adjustments kind of accordingly. So two things that I want to hit. Market corrections are part of the market cycle. But what I'm not saying is, hey, you should just, have your colorful pie chart and leave it alone, and you're diversified and you're great for the long haul. That's not what we're saying. Our team has been making adjustments all along, kind of expecting some of this, looking at market trends. Looking at economic news and trends and making adjustments to the portfolio as needed. And so while we expect market corrections, it doesn't mean I'm just going to tell you, hey, you're in it for the long haul and just sit there and look. No, we're actively monitoring and making adjustments to reduce risk and put you in a position for growth. So if you have your portfolio with us, then those are the things we're doing. And even if you don't, you can see what we're talking about. Again, a lot of things are on the State of the Union. I just sent out an email today. It'll be posted as our blog later this week on our website. And we're happy to do a risk review for anyone and say, okay, well, what's your portfolio look like? Are you overweighted in some of these tech stocks right now, which are probably going to take a bigger hit, meaning your portfolio will take a bigger hit? Or are you positioned the right way? And what is the kind of the risk in your portfolio? So we're happy to do a risk assessment for anyone, whether you're with us, any portfolio, wherever it is, and just kind of give you some guidance because you don't want to just sit and do nothing. Again, while market corrections are important, it doesn't mean that your portfolio should just be left on idle. So it's not something that I should say that you specifically have to do, but that's why you have a portfolio management team. And we're not doing nothing during this time. We're actively managing and have already been seeing some of this and made some transitions ahead of time.
Almost seems silly not to use your team, if you've got people working for you or people that will help you out, don't go it alone.
Right. Well, and I guess it's kind of like this. If we're going to pay somebody to manage our portfolio, then we don't want to have them set it on autopilot because you can do that, right? So our team is not on autopilot. We have portfolio managers who are actively managing, and you want to make sure that your portfolio is actively managed and put in the right position during these times of market correction and volatility.
That's great news. That's what's going on, and there to help you, Michelle Bertram. Be sure to connect with Michelle and check out all their blogs and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com or by calling 608-987-1511. Enjoy another gorgeous day out there. Michelle Scott will be visiting with you next Tuesday, okay?
Well, it was good to talk to you, Dan, as always.
Thank you very much. You take care. That's Michelle Bertram, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial. We're at 7:58 on a Tuesday morning.